In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 183, The Our Father. And we have a picture of our Lord. I assume He's on the mountain there preaching to the people, and the caption reads, "And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, that when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray." From St. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Our Lord therefore taught his disciples the Our Father. Jesus continued, "And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it shall be opened." In St. Luke, chapter 11, verses 9 through 10. Why is the Our Father the best of all prayers? The Our Father is the best of all prayers because it is the Lord's Prayer, taught us by Jesus Christ Himself, a prayer of perfect and unselfish love. The Our Father was taught by Christ Himself to us through His apostles at their request. It has an introduction and seven petitions. The Our Father contains petitions for all the needs of soul and body. It is, at one and the same time, a prayer of praise, petition, and contrition. In the Our Father, we not only pray in the name of Jesus, but in His own words. It is suited to every class and condition of men, from the simplest to the wisest. Of this prayer, more than of any other, our Lord's promise holds good. If you ask the Father anything in My name, He will give it to you. From St. John chapter 16, verse 23. In saying the Our Father, we offer ourselves entirely to God and ask from Him the best things, not only for ourselves, but also for our neighbor. No prayer means so much in so few words. Why do we address God as our Father who art in heaven? We address God as our Father who art in heaven because we belong to Him, our loving Father, who created us and watches over us, who adopts us through sanctifying grace as His children, and who destines us to live forever with Him in heaven, our true home. The Our Father, Our Father who art in heaven is the introduction. In it, our Lord taught us to be as little children, calling God Father. Thus we show our love of and confidence in Him. We say Our Father and not My, because we pray not only for ourselves, but for all men. We are sons of God. From Romans chapter 8, verse 16. We say, who art in heaven, to remind ourselves that in heaven is God's throne, and there also is our true home with Him. Quote, in My Father's house there are many mansions. From St. John chapter 14, verse 2. For what do we pray when we say, Hallowed be Thy name? When we say, Hallowed be Thy name, we pray that God may be known and honored by all men. This is the first petition. It is placed first to teach us that we should put the glory of God first above all things else. Praise ye the name of the Lord. From Psalms 112, verse 1. For what do we pray when we say, Thy kingdom come? When we say, Thy kingdom come, we pray that the kingdom of God's love may be spread throughout the world, that all men may come to know and to enter the true church, and to live as worthy members of it, and that finally we all may be admitted to the kingdom of God. This is the second petition in the Our Father. We here acknowledge God to be the King and Lord of creation. We ask that all may recognize Him as such, that He may extend His care and providence to all, that His kingdom on earth, the Church, may spread, and that we may have eternal life after death. For what do we pray when we say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? When we say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we pray that all men may obey God on earth as willingly as the saints and angels obey Him in heaven. This is the third petition. By it we pray for help to fulfill all the desires, the will of God. We should do God's will by being faithful to His commands and by being patient and resigned under trials, for nothing can befall us without God's permission. Quote, He who does the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. For what do we pray when we say, Give us this day our daily bread? When we say, Give us this day our daily bread, we pray that God will give us each day all that is necessary to support the material life of our bodies and the spiritual life of our souls. This is the fourth petition. The word daily shows that we are expected to ask every day, for the bread we ask for is only for one day. We are permitted to ask for temporal favors, provided they are not contrary to God's will. For what do we pray when we say, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us? When we say, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, we pray that God will pardon the sins by which we have offended Him, and we tell Him that we pardon our fellow men who have offended us. This is the fifth petition. By it we agree to pardon, in the same manner as God forgives us, all who have offended us. Thus we cannot expect God to forgive us if we do not forgive others. Quote, If you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you your offenses. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. From St. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. For what do we pray when we say, And lead us not into temptation? When we say, And lead us not into temptation, we pray that God will always give us the grace to overcome the temptation to sin, which come to us from the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is the sixth petition. Temptations come to us from the world, other people and things of this earth, full of vanities. Second, from the flesh, that is, from our own weak and corrupted nature. And third, from the devil, the evil one, whose only joy is in dragging souls into sin. We must do our part in resisting temptation by being vigilant against it, and by avoiding the occasions of sin. Quote, Pray that you may not enter into temptation. From St. Matthew chapters 26, verse 41. Another quote, God is faithful and will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength. From 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. For what do we pray when we say, But deliver us from evil? When we say, But deliver us from evil, we pray that God will always protect us from harm, and especially from harm to our souls. This is the seventh and last petition in the Our Father. It implores God to save us from all harm to soul and body, especially from sin. What is meant by the word Amen with which we end the Our Father? By the word Amen with which we end the Our Father is meant, So it is, or so be it. The word expresses our confidence that all our petitions will be granted. In the Our Father of the Mass, Amen is said by the priest to indicate it as the answer of God to the petitions, meaning, be assured that I hear your prayer. That concludes our reading. Do we have any questions or comments? I don't really have anything to say, and I think that's probably a good thing. There's not really much more that we can add to the Our Father that our Lord has given us. It is really perfect in itself, and it should be said frequently, and I would dare suggest that it should be prayed with more devotion or thought than we typically do. And we can, as in the spiritual life I preach quite often, we can always do better. We can always reach a little bit higher, and hopefully that reading will give us incentive, motivation, to perhaps think more deeply on the words we say when we recite the Our Father. No questions. We can end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et mania semper. Amen.